So, Lee, exactly how does the smoke we've been experiencing affect our pets? Is it similar to the way that humans get the respiratory issues?
Absolutely. So most of the animals that I've seen have experience a lot of runny eyes and a runny nose, and that's usually due to the particles, you know, the small particles, and they become quite irritating. I've had people contacting me saying that their dog has got like a harsh cough, or maybe they're experiencing the reverse sneeze. When it gets to the stage, though, that there's actually a lack of oxygen, and, you know, that is that situation where they're really starting to experience trouble breathing, you will notice a respiratory rate that increases. Sometimes you notice that they actually take really quite deep breaths, and you may notice with some that there's a wheeze. Some animals, especially cats and birds who you don't really see open mouth breathing, you'll actually see them start to have open mouth breathing, and that's a really important sign. So if you see birds or cats that are panting, that's definitely a really, really bad sign, and that you need to get those animals to a veterinarian as soon as you can.
How would you say we tell the difference between that urgent vet visit and maybe let's watch and wait and see how this plays out, see if they can get a little bit more comfortable?
Yeah, I guess from my point of view as a veterinarian, I always think if it's just things like, you know, runny eye, runny nose, a bit of a cough, maybe a reverse sneeze, that's sort of pretty innocuous and we can handle those sorts of things ourselves. If they're doing that, if they're really struggling to breathe, like they've got an increased respiratory rate, so if they're sitting there and just cannot settle, you know, the dog is panting a lot, the cat's having a open mouth breathing, the rate is, you know, up past sort of 30, 40 when they're at rest. So what I do is recommend people count how many breaths they take in a period of 15 seconds, and then you can times that by 4. And if it's over 30 or 40, you know, that sort of 30 to 40 range, that means that, you know, they're sort of starting to stress. And if it's anywhere above 40, you definitely need to go to the vet. But that's at rest. So that you want to be making sure that you're not taking that when the animal's sort of been running around, because the course is going to be high. So they want to be lying down and, you know, not really doing anything. I also, if they've got any signs of blue mucous membrane, so their tongue, their gums, anything like that, if that's blue or bright, bright red, or, you know, pale white, that's also a sign. And of course, if they've got things like foaming at the mouth, or whether they're wobbling around the place, you know, can't walk a straight line, well, yeah, definitely a sign they need to get to see the vet.
Absolutely. Are there any breeds of animals or species, for that matter, that are more severely affected by this horrific air pollution that we've been seeing lately?
Yeah, well, I do think the birds are the most susceptible. They really do struggle. Their airways are very fine, and definitely those guys are the ones that we have to be really careful of. The very young, the very old, dogs and cats that are brachycephalic type breeds, so, you know, the short sort of smushy face breed, they have a lot of problems anyway. So, you know, this just exacerbates that problem. And I guess any animal that's fat, and, you know, often they have more problems. And pets that might have pre-existing conditions, so whether they've got asthma or chronic bronchitis, or if they've got lung disease of any sort. And I just want to quickly mention, let's not forget our animals that might be our outside pets. You know, like rabbits and guinea pigs, you know, animals that might be in a hutch outside, that they shouldn't be forgotten either, because sometimes they do, you know, we're so used to them being outside that this can be quite tough for them as well.
Absolutely. So how are we keeping all of those little furry and feathered and little four-legged family members safe and happy during these periods of smoke haze? Is it bringing them inside if they're outside animals?
Yeah. So, like with our rabbits and our guinea pigs, or animals that we're keeping outside all the time, look, sometimes it can be very difficult for people to, you know, move them indoors, but it might be something that you just, you know, give them some fresh air time during the day. So bring them in for a few hours when you're around, just to give them some time to have that fresh air time. With your other animals, like that you can have inside more often, just, yeah, definitely keep them inside. Do all the things that you're doing for yourself as well. So keep the windows and doors closed, use air con, recirculate the air rather than bringing in air from outside. And I guess the big thing is that I do this with myself because I've been struggling as well, is you actually want to humidify the air. So an easy way of doing that is, and if you've got a dog or a cat or any of these pets that's really struggling, even birds, is to have a shower, close the door and let that steam, just let them hang out with, you know, in the steamy room, because that helps increase the moisture levels in the lung. So that can help a lot. And also, you know, like if they've got the really itchy, scratchy eyes and that sort of thing, giving them, there's lots of medications just for people, you know, that will help with their eyes. Mm. And you can get them from the chemist. So things like Visco tears or Systane drops, you know, you can get these sorts of things from the chemist.
Yeah.
And just put them in your pet's eyes as well. And that can help, especially if they've been prone to dry eye anyway.
Yeah.
So that can help with that.
Definitely, but make them more comfortable in that respect.
Absolutely. Mm. And just have lots of water available. It seems like the weather hasn't been that hot, but the smoke in the air actually makes, you actually need a lot of water because it's very drying. So always make sure there's plenty of water available.
Mm, absolutely. One thing that I was thinking about when we look at the forecast and we see this really prolonged smoke haze in our city, yeah, is, you know, I'm not taking my dogs for a walk at the moment because I don't want them breathing in a lot of this air and I don't think it's necessarily healthy for them. But if we're seeing a prolonged exposure to this smoke haze, is there a way that we can still ensure our pets are getting the exercise that they need, or is it just a case of this is just going to have to be a quiet summer, guys?
Yeah, I think you're probably right there. We always recommend, because you can't just keep your animals locked up, especially dogs, you know, yeah, they need their exercise, horses need their exercises, everything like that. So to keep them locked up permanently is not realistic. So, but we do recommend that you choose a time of the day when there's less smoke, sort of haze around. And I guess what I've noticed is that sometimes, you know, you wake up in the morning and it's horrific, then lunchtime sort of seems to sort of clear up until sort of, you know, later in the afternoon. So sometimes you might have to be popping home and, you know, let him go for a walk at those times.
Yeah.
And I know this is just unrealistic for many. So if you are still having to walk when it is quite bad, then it's keep them on the leash. Don't hoon around too much. You know, if they look like they're struggling, don't push them. You know, your 5K walk might turn into a 2K walk,
yeah,
sort of thing. So
be sensible about it.
Yeah, mm, yeah. And keep an eye on things, because the big thing with a lot of these pets is that we've got to remember that the damage that's occurring in the lung from these smoke particles is often cumulative. And if they're really bad, sometimes they can actually get worse over time. So it might be not apparent straight away. Just be aware of that.
Mm, especially over the summer. Yeah. Lee, unfortunately, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. But thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you very much.